Fox News is being criticized for how it's covering the Trump administration's policy of separating children and parents who have crossed the border into the U.S. illegally. And some of that criticism is coming from within the Fox media empire, which includes 21st Century Fox movie and TV studios. Joining us now is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And let's start with Seth MacFarlane, the creator of the show Family Guy, was one of the first to speak out. He tweeted that he was embarrassed to work for 21st Century Fox, ended up donating $2.5 million to public radio after Fox News host Tucker Carlson said this on his show on Friday.
Keep this in mind. If you're looking to understand what's actually happening in this country, always assume the opposite of whatever they're telling you on the big news stations. And that's certainly the case here. They're lying.
Now, in this case, Carlson was actually talking about the Inspector General's report about the handling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails, not about immigration. But was that a tipping point that got others to start speaking out against Fox News?
I think certainly Seth MacFarlane's stepping out and being as visceral and as blunt in his disgust for what he saw on Fox News has been something of a tipping point. Ironic little side note, Tucker Carlson has told me a couple of times over the years he's a consistent donor to public radio up in Maine where he has a vacation house and has for many years. So Tucker Carlson gives to public radio also. But here's a moment at which Tucker Carlson is essentially trying to knock the pegs out of other media, at least on his highly rated Fox program in the evening. MacFarlane's simply wasn't going to stand for it. I tweeted a bit about his statements, and not knowing that a couple hours later there would be an announcement that he had given this $2 million gift to NPR and to $500,000 to one of our big stations out in Los Angeles, KPCC. So this is a moment at which other people came forth. Paul Feig, who's has done the Heat and the Spy franchises for Fox, their studios wing, said similar things, doesn't want to be associated with Fox in that way. And Steve Levitan, also the force behind Modern Family, has made similar noises, although it's a little unclear there.
David, you tweeted earlier that this is Fox's civil war. Has there been another one?
Well, I think that what you're seeing is tension between and it's good to hear your voice on the air here, Femi, but this tension between the entertainment wings and the Fox News wings of the Murdoch Fox empire. And what makes it, something that is wild to see stretch in the open is that over the years, Rupert less so, but perhaps James Murdoch the most, and at times Lachlan, those are his two sons, have had to go and sort of soothe the ruffled waters. They say Hollywood's filled with liberals. You got to kind of, pat them on the back, hold their hand, let them know. This is really erupting into the open in a way where the outrage, I think, over Fox's not just a sympathetic coverage of Trump, but sort of muscular defense and drowning out of those who would criticize him in certain ways. And also, particularly the coverage you've seen of the immigration policies that so many have found indefensible. It's not that you can't find voices on Fox opposing the president.
Right.
There are voices there. It's that their dominant figures, their high-rated figures are resolutely on behalf of the president.
Let's listen to some of the moments from the coverage. And this is Laura Ingraham, who complained that the media was using this issue of family separation as a political weapon. She tried to downplay the coverage of the conditions children were being kept in.
So since more illegal immigrants are rushing the border, more kids are being separated from their parents and temporarily housed in what are essentially summer camps, or as the San Diego Union-Tribune described them today, as looking like basically boarding schools.
Essentially summer camps. And then another comment that's gotten a lot of attention came from Corey Lewandowski on Fox News. He's the former Trump campaign manager. He was on a panel last night with former Democratic National Committee advisor Zach Petkanis. Here's the exchange.
I read today about a 10-year-old girl with Down syndrome who was taken from her mother and put in a cage.
Wah,
I read about a did you say want to a 10-year-old with Down syndrome
what
being
I
taken
said
from
is
her
you
mother?
Can pick anything
How
you
dare
want
you?
Out, but the bottom line
How
is very clear.
You?
When you cross
How absolutely
the border
dare you,
illegally.
Sir?
David, your thoughts.
As a journalist, as a citizen, as a parent, contemptible. Beyond sanction or defense. And what was fascinating was to watch the anchor in the middle of them as you watch that video saying and doing nothing, inflectionless, doing nothing to actually referee or acknowledge just the humanity of the moment, whatever your feelings about the policy. Journalists have to be arbiters of some notion of humanity and acknowledge that even as they seek fair-minded discourse of which this represents nothing of the sort. So I think this is, in some ways, even if Fox – this isn't what Fox actually wants, it's what it's engineered to provide, which was outrage from the left and contempt and trolling from the right. That's what you saw there. The outrage in this particular instance seemed to be 100% earned on behalf of the guest criticizing Corey Lewandowski on that.
David, are you seeing any response or reaction to Fox News from the other part of Fox, 21st Century Fox, to this infighting that's happening?
You're seeing the corporate side staying quiet. You know, Fox News will say if you talk about Laura Ingraham, and there have been some calls for boycotts of her, and that did dampen advertiser enthusiasm for her highly rated primetime show. You know, they'll say we're not going to allow drive-by criticism to snuff out diverse and robust argumentation. They think Ingraham has been taken out of context in some ways. She stepped back a little bit from some of her more severe statements or seemingly severe statements at the front of the week. But, you know, this is one that the corporate side like to ride out. Let's not forget they are in the business of trying to sell most of their properties to Disney even today as we speak, and they'd like to just sort of ride this out, let it go. You've seen this flashpoint in Hollywood as well as what's happening on the news side.
It's David Volkenflik, NPR media correspondent. David, thank you.
You bet.